This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, LIVE.com, if you'd like to listen to the archives, if you'd like to listen live. Also, telephone listen line, 712-770-9418. That's the Global Star listen line, 712-770-9418. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. As always, please stay on topic. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with and have been anxiously awaiting broadcasting with my very dear friend, Captain John Reagan. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Okay, so Captain John. Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, John. That's the last of the good, right? We're done with all the good things that we're going to be talking about. Is that right?
Well, today even the good news is bad news.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. And Captain John, this is an anniversary. Would you please share with our class why it's an anniversary?
Well, 8 years ago tomorrow was the first time I was on air with you talking about the financial state of the union, and that was still more than a year before the book was published. And I tell you, it really seems like a lifetime ago, but it's only been 8 years.
Yeah. And you have been sharing a wealth of information for those years, 8 years. And I appreciate it, and thank you very much. And I know that there's a sacrifice that's made to prepare that much information for all that time. And I know our class appreciates it. And class, I can tell you that I have the bullet points of what we're going to be talking about today. And I think you're going to find it quite terrifying in many respects. So if you don't have the stomach for where we are headed, based on our beliefs, John's and mine, you may want to change that dial. But if you want to be prepared for the kinds of things that are headed our way and are here right now and have been here, you may want to stay tuned. And let me just say very simply, USA Prepares focuses on preparedness at all levels. And preparedness is nothing more than having what you need before you need it. It's as simple as that. That means skills, materiel, and the willingness to implement whatever is necessary before, during, and after. That's what preparedness is to me. Captain John, where would you like to start?
Well, I have some links posted on my website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and I have it split up by hour when I'm going to try to get into the first hour. It's very ambitious. And in the second hour, we'll switch over and talk about the big topic going on right now, and that's the virus that's going around the world. You know, so much of what we're covering today, too, it encompasses things that we've talked about in the hundreds or thousands of hours, you know, in the last 8 years. If you've missed those classes, you know, I'll do my best to try and catch you up in short order. But, you know, kind of as a thought to start off with, my favorite Ayn Rand quote, "You can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality." And we have so many reality-challenged people today, and it's not just the young people. I saw an article last night where 75% of Americans think we don't have any kind of virus problem here, or that, you know, the government be able to take care of it, and we can just go ahead and live life as normal. But that's getting into second hour stuff. Here on the first hour, the first link I have up there is entitled "Planning on Protecting Yourself with Gold and Silver." And last time on the show, I basically gave my best advice, which included, you know, immigrate if you can while you can. And shortly after that, I had this video recommended to me on YouTube, and you can't search for it on YouTube because the video's been made private now, but you can access the video through this link. And this is so stunning. And we could take an hour just on this. Back during the Obama years, you know, we've had some discussion about the NDAA and some of the executive orders that Obama had issued, and that's kind of the tip of the iceberg. And what Lynette Zhang has done here has been some fantastic research. It goes back to the Trading with the Enemies Act and a lot of the laws and executive orders that FDR did, most of which are still on the books. So if you think you can buy gold and silver and be protected from our loving government, you are so mistaken, and you cannot wait to protect yourself, because any president, including Trump, all he has to do is, you know, give the order, and they can basically do anything with your gold and silver, even if it's offshore. So the only protection you have, if that's the route you want to go, in addition to getting out of the United States, you also need to get a second passport and renounce your citizenship. And you cannot renounce your citizenship in the United States. You have to be outside the country. And it takes about a year for that process to happen. So the ultimate protection, if you want that, fine, but realize what you need to do, because, and I think you'll see some of this coming on just from the fallout from the virus and the political ramifications of that. I think we'll see this within about the next 4 years. And it could even happen as early as this fall, the whole process. It's that crazy. This article has the text that you see in the video, and you'll be able, you know, if you want to run down all the laws and executive orders yourself, you can do that. But trust me, we are more enslaved than what you believe. Vincent, you have any comments on that one?
No, not yet. But I have said in the past that if you think you have assets and you've entrusted them to someone else to hold them for you, you've lost your mind. Because if you can't if you can't control it, touch it, keep it with you, you don't own it. So there was a guy many years ago who took a speaking slot that I had at a preparedness expo. And I was thrown out of it. And this guy was talking about buying silver on shares. And, of course, you don't need to control it, according to this guy. You just have it held for you at Wilmington Trust in Delaware. So you would buy a fraction of some amount of silver, and you'd pay every paycheck to accumulate silver, and silver would be bought for you when you had enough money in your account to buy it. So you would have an automatic deduction that those sums would accumulate, and at some point in the time, that would be used to purchase silver at some price that you had no control over. And it would be held in Delaware, the state of Delaware, for you. And if you'd be charged for the storage, and if you ever wanted to take physical possession, you'd have to pay to have it removed from storage, and you'd have to pay to have it shipped to you. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. But that's what some people have bought into, because they don't think they can control their own assets, which to me is crazy. It's like having your revolver in a safety deposit box and finding someone is holding you up, and you go, wait a minute, hold it, I've got a revolver, and if you wait right here, I'm going to go get it. That's how crazy this is. John, back to you.
The next link, Federal Reserve Secrets. This is a PDF for a job opening, and if you notice that this comes from a government website for inspector generals, and this is a job notice for the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. And I just found out about this a few weeks ago that the classification for the security clearances for Federal Reserve people, and I can understand there's certain aspects that you need to be careful with, because if you let the information get out, you could have, you know, insider trading. Of course, Congress gets away with that themselves. But, you know, for the normal peons, you know, you keep that, release it at a certain time. You know, I can understand that a bit. But here in the requirements, it's the first paragraph of the requirement section that the applicant must be able to obtain and maintain a top secret SCI security clearance. Now, this blew me away when I found out this. Because when I was at the Pentagon, I had one of those clearances working on the nuclear planning system. You know, what the heck is the Fed dealing with to have the same high-level type clearances as nuclear planning? So, you know, you can ponder that a while, and that'll give you an idea of just how much the Fed is withholding from us.
And as I read this, John, special training / requirements, bachelor's degree in law enforcement, a related field, or equivalent experience. Why would law enforcement even be on this page of special training / requirements for the Federal Reserve? Why? Interesting. Captain John Reagan, and I'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan is with us. And class, if you'd like to follow along, you can go to the Financial State of the Union.com. The Financial State of the Union.com. Captain John?
And it's actually easier to go into your search engine and put those words in separately, because trying to put that all together in the URL is murder. If you remember last year, we talked about the average wage index. A bit over 48,000 is what the average wage was. And this comes directly from the Social Security reports. Well, in October, the 2018 report was released. And for 2018, it's actually a pretty nice round number. The average wage is $50,044. And I don't think anybody will call you on accuracy if you leave off the 44 cents. Now, there's a table in there that shows intervals of income. And if you look on that, you know, if you're earning less than $30,000 a year, 46.5% of the country, or you know, wage earners in the country, fall in that area. So somewhere between $30,000 and $34,999.99, that's where half of the country lives. So if you wanted to try and beef up people that are making less than that, it's a really hard road. As is compensation is a little bit over $8 trillion, and there's not many places you can go to try to add to that bucket, because it would come out of things like dividends, so you'd screw the stockholders, which also, since a lot of stock is being held by pension plans, you'd screw the pension plans, and they're already in bad enough shape as is. Didn't really have a whole lot of discussion on this. Just want to make everybody aware that that information was out if you wanted to refer to it.
John, I have a quick comment. I'm looking at the chart. And the net compensation interval, the lowest, the average income for the lowest compensation level is roughly $2,100 a year. $2,100 a year. And the number of Americans who have earned that is 21 million. 21 million people out of roughly 330 million are averaging $2,100 a year income. That's it's an outrage.
Well, we don't know what's behind that. You know, a lot of that could be college students or high school students for summer job, or, you know, senior citizens just wanting a little extra money. But yeah, if that's somebody trying to, you know, support a family, it's bad.
Right. Okay, please continue.
Okay, going one more down. Repo madness. We were in the early days of this when I was last on the air with you. It actually started September 11th, one of those dates that seem to keep on recurring. But September 17th is when it really started hitting the news and the Fed had to take action. And they said it was just a temporary little thing because of taxes being due, because business taxes are, you know, with extensions tend to be due around that time too. So, you know, we'll have this temporary repo operation. And for those that don't know what that is, that's where banks borrow from each other, and it's secured by some collateral. Usually it's overnight. Sometimes it could be just a few hours. Sometimes it could just be a few days. But this is the measure of liquidity, and we'll talk about that when we get back.
Boy, time's going fast. Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign.
That's Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders discussing his concerns about the entry of billionaire Michael Bloomberg into the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Sanders also saying in that interview with CBS News that he was surprised about Bloomberg's performance in the other night's debate.
I was. And, you know, and if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, you know, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
Sanders and the other Democrats campaigning in Nevada today as it holds its caucuses tomorrow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a peace deal between the Taliban and the United States could be signed by February 29th, as long as a week-long reduction in violence holds. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today, when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and we're talking about liquidity. Captain John, please continue.
Well, going back to 2008, try and shorten this segment as much as I can. What set off the crisis in 2008 was a liquidity problem. Now, the Fed recognized this back in September, and yeah, now they're promising, well, we're only going to go through mid-April just in case there's any problems with, you know, taxes again. So it's kind of like the Dutch boy, you know, putting the fingers in the dike to stop the flood. They have put so many billions of dollars in this. And I just want to do a little warning. If you go to the New York Fed website where they've got the record on all of this, if you add up the numbers, you have trillions of dollars. That's multiple counting, because a lot of those were short-term operations which were paid back and then reissued an even greater amount. So from mid-September until the last number I have, which is somewhat recent, the Fed has put nearly $800 billion into this little itty-bitty liquidity problem that was only temporary. This is one of those big red flags, and like I said, when I published my book, I can't tell you when things are going to happen, but there's signs to watch for. Liquidity is one, and monetizing the debt is another, and we'll get to that right when we finish this. But to just give you perspective on this, from mid-September to mid-February, $800 billion for liquidity. From the 17th of September until the 19th, 2 days ago, which is the latest numbers we have right now, the federal debt has increased $750 billion. So in the same time frame, the Fed has injected more cash into the repo problem than the government has gone into debt. And that ought to give you something to ponder. Hope your seatbelt's still working there, Vincent.
It is. It is. And this is pretty serious. I mean, this whole broadcast is extremely serious. Please continue.
Well, one of the signs of the financial apocalypse is when the Fed starts monetizing the debt. And by charter, I believe it is, the Fed cannot directly buy treasuries from the government. That would not be legal. And what they are doing would make Jews proud, because you might be familiar where God told Israel, let the land rest every seventh year. And what did they do? Is they sold the land to an outsider with an option to buy it back. So the land was still worth the seventh year, but they followed the law. And that's what we have here with the Fed monetizing the debt. And I've got an article where, if you want to trace this down even further, when the Fed has, or when the government, creates treasury bills, notes, all those instruments, each release date is a separate CUSIP number. So you can track, what it is. And the same thing with stock. You have a CUSIP number for, stock for each company, different classes of stock. It's just a unique identifier. Well, you can track these CUSIPs. The big banks are buying these treasuries, and then like 3 days later, the Fed is buying them from the bank. So, no, they did not monetize the debt, Mr. Senator. We just bought some treasuries from the banks. So there you can see right through that great big lie.
And John, would you just mention very quickly the correlation with inflation that we, the villagers, see as a result of this?
Well, especially when we had real money, the money was backed by gold and silver. And if you just printed more money, that means that the money was worth less and less. And now that we're on fiat currency, it's all just backed by imagination. What's been happening is, you know, yes, we're seeing prices go up, which means our when it's not a supply and demand issue, it's because the value of our money is going down. But what's happened with basically instead of printing money, they've increased debt out of thin air, which has kept asset prices and stock prices high so that they can tell you, you know, everything is awesome, just, you know, keep on, you know, living life, you know, trust your leaders, you know, nothing to see here, move along. I guess that's a good, quick discussion to have before we get into the second hour. Prices going up isn't always inflation. Part of it is, you know, true when the value of the money goes down, and we may see the faith in money disappearing, and maybe this year, but over the next several years for sure. And then there's the supply and demand issue, and that is going to get wild as the supply of a lot of things disappears. And, you know, anything else economic, financial-wise, because the next one starts getting into some some things that, you know, monetizing anything doesn't help.
So, John, very quickly, coronavirus is causing the shutting down of factories in China, the factories that make the goods that are used worldwide. The Chinese factories make parts that go into assemblies that use lots of parts. And if just one part is required for a finished product and China is the source for that part, that finished assembly cannot be finished, and it cannot be made, and it cannot be sold. So I'm seeing cracks in the supply chain right now. Is that something that your research has found as well? I mean, I'm seeing firsthand cracks in the supply chain. Is your research telling you the same thing?
Yeah, and wait until we get into the ramifications of those ramifications. That's going to be really fun.
Okay, please continue.
Okay, the next link is CMIP6 versus the science deniers. And, you know, to try and give another view on this, personally for me, you know, I grew up with the space age. I was into space stuff. And when I was in school, Saturn had 9 moons. The 9th moon was discovered in 1899. So let's just say until 1966, when the 10th moon was discovered, that was, you know, the right answer for decades. Obviously, it was incorrect, but it was the right answer. Well, the IPCC is the organization that puts out the climate model that researchers use. And for the last 4 decades, up until just a few years ago, those models only included solar irradiance, basically sunlight, which varies very little over the solar cycle. And that was the only solar forcing that was included in the model. Well, with CMIP6, they didn't include everything, but they included more aspects of the solar forcing, protons, cosmic rays, electrons, and the Suspicious Observers channel on YouTube is a good source where you can, you know, find the papers that have been published, so you've got backup for trying to convince the science deniers. Well, every paper written based on CMIP6 shows that there is no human responsibility for what's happening to our planet. of these presidential candidates on the Democrat side, the Pope, Greta, either they don't know what the current science is or they're ignoring it. And you can understand why a lot of people are ignoring it, because if you've been out there as an expert for the last 40 years saying, human produced CO2 is what's causing our problem and we've got to reduce that or we're going to destroy everything, what credibility do you have to say, oops, I was wrong. It was really the sun. And then the second factor on top of that is you don't get any money for your research unless you follow what the accepted science is. And right now the accepted science is, Saturn has 9 moons, or you might want to phrase it as, the Earth is the center of the universe, but it is not human-generated CO2 that's causing our problem. And that's going to be an interesting, track to follow, because it's very, very hard to get people to change their views once they've been indoctrinated that long. And underneath that link, there's a link to the Climate Forcing playlist on YouTube. So all the videos that Ben Davison has done on this topic, you can find there. It is well worth your time to watch. Anything on that part before we really go down the rabbit hole?
No, let's go down the rabbit hole.
Oh, boy. What's the connection between the frozen mammoths in Siberia and the Appalachian sediment in the Grand Canyon and Utah? And I would assume, which might be a bad assumption, that people know about the frozen mammoths. They were flash frozen, fresh flour still in their mouth, and food undigested in their stomach. And I'll try to finish this section off when we get back.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and he's raising the bar. He's challenging you to think deeper, wider, and do more research on your own. And for that, I appreciate what Captain John is doing right now. Whoop.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. It's great to be back broadcasting with you, Captain John. Thank you for being with us.
Wiping those smiles. I think it's true.
Wiping those smiles off our face, and that's what you do by bringing us the truth. Please continue.
I need to go back just a second. I forgot to mention a couple of things on repo operations. The very same day I found out about the Fed having security clearances, especially of that nature, was the same day I found out that China is also doing its own repo operations. And it was a few days after that I found out that India is also doing repo operations. So if you look, the three most populous nations on Earth, China, India, and the United States, all three are doing repo operations to keep the banks operating because they don't have enough liquidity. And if you, I hope I can, you know, get the seriousness of that across. If you don't have a financial background, it might be tough, but when that liquidity dries up, it's like, you know, you lose the oil in your engine. You know, your engine seizes up. That is how serious this is. Now, even more serious than that, you know, talking about the frozen mammoths, they were frozen so quickly that the digestion of the food stopped. We cannot take an elephant today and freeze them quick enough to stop the digestive process. That's how massive the temperature change was for that. And surprisingly, I found another connection above what I found here in the Appalachian sediment. It was, I don't know how many years ago, I saw the article where scientists found sediment in the Grand Canyon that came from the Appalachians. If you're not good with your geography, Those are the mountains on the East Coast that start in Georgia and go north. And in looking up the article for the Grand Canyon part of this, I found out scientists also found Appalachian sediment in Utah. And if you look at Google Earth, you don't see, you know, any river system or even any trace of how did things get from the Appalachians to the Southwest United States. And, you know, if you read those articles, you can see where the scientists are pondering, you know, how this happened. And this gets into the cosmic disaster series, which I talked about before, that's on Suspicious Observers. I've included that playlist from YouTube right below that. And below that is another playlist from the Diehold Foundation, Doug Voigt, and he and Ben do talk to each other. Ben tries to put things in a nice way. Doug just tells you how it is. And in that playlist, I'd pay more attention to the series four videos that are in there. Doug has a lot of opinions in the Hebrew side of things, and it's very, very interesting. I can't tell you, you know, how true or reliable those things are, but what he has on catastrophe, there is so much evidence, you know, on Earth, on the moon, looking in the sky, and we have these cycles, and I know I'm getting ready to run out of time for this hour. And by the time I finish telling you the short story on that, you'll see why there's that connection between these two, and the cycle is 12,068 years, at least for our system, pretty close for others. And this also ties into, you may have seen news that astronomers are baffled about what's happening with Betelgeuse, and that gets right back to the cyclical novas. And this is where stars throw off a shell. It's kind of like cleaning yourself up. It's not like a supernova where the star explodes and destroys itself. The star still exists after this. But this has big ramifications for planets that are around stars, and this happens all throughout the galaxy. So make sure you got your seatbelt on when we come back next hour.
Captain John is with us, Captain John Reagan, and his book is The Financial State of the Union, and his website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We're going to be talking about, let me go to the spreadsheet, we're going to be talking about, we're going to talk about China, we're going to be talking about the coronavirus, we're going to talk about the ramifications, how serious it is. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.